Gittin Perik Hey Mishnah Zayin. Cheresh, Romez v'Nirmaz. A Cheresh can do transactions through Remiza. Remiza is what he hints to people with his hands in his head, sign language like that. Nirmaz is what is when he answers somebody that hints to him. So let's say somebody makes some type of gestures or signs with his hands or his head to him, and he acknowledges it back. That's Nirmaz. So that works. Uven Besera Omer Koyfeitz v'Nikpatz v'Metaltalin. And Ben Besera says that not only that, even Koyfeitz v'Nikpatz, that's done with the mouth, with the lips. If he, I guess, makes out words that way, or hints in a certain way that way, that's also good according to Ben Besera. The Rav says Allah is not like Ben Besera, so Dafka Roimiz v'Nirmaz would work, but this would only work b'Metaltalin. Only with Metaltalin, not Karka. If he would sell Metaltalin or buy Metaltalin, that works by Roimiz v'Nirmaz. Hapaotos, these are little children, like 7 and 8, Larav says, that are sharp with business dealings, or could be 9 and 10, even if they're not so sharp. Mikchon mekach u'mimkaron mimkor b'metaltalin. By metaltalin, not karka, we allow their purchases and sales to work by metaltalin. The reason is k'dei chayev, that they should be able to live. And once we allowed it, the Ramban says that they made a low plug. Once they're misakin, it doesn't matter, even if they sell or buy something that's worth a lot, and that's obviously not kedei chayiv, you don't need that to live, because it's much more than a person needs to live, we still say that that's okay. The Rav says also matana, not just mekach u'memkar, but matana too. All these types of transactions with metaltalin can be done by these children.